Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. What do you think of when you hear the term crisis? Most people, myself included, usually think of natural disasters. Those things that bring devastation and destruction to an area. You know, like the earthquakes that recently happened in Turkey and Syria. More than 50,000 people were killed, and more than 500,000 people were evacuated in that disaster, and we're still learning of the massive destruction it caused. But there are many other kinds of crises. Crises resulting from various events and circumstances. Crises existential in nature, man-made crises, and business crises. I'm not equipped to talk about the existential or man-made crises, but I can talk about business crises. I'm talking about the number of different situations in business that have the potential to cause great damage to your company, no matter your industry, size, or resources. All businesses are susceptible to these crises. That means it's critical for you to prepare for anything that may come your way. You want to make sure that what happens does not cause your business to go into a tailspin. You've worked too hard to let everything fail. According to a 2019 PwC Global Crisis Survey of 2,000 companies, 69% had experienced at least one corporate crisis in the past 5 years, with the average number of crises experienced being three. Just 5% of the companies in the survey said they did not expect to experience a crisis in the future. Everyone else was aware that the odds are stacked against them. It was only a matter of time before something would go wrong again. You can prepare your business for the possibility of one of these unplanned events. You do this by 1. Understanding the stages of crisis, 2. Implementing a crisis management plan, and 3. Ensuring you have the right people by your side to help you manage and work through a crisis. In this show, I'll cover all that information, but first, let's start defining some terms. What is a business crisis? A business crisis is an event that has the potential to threaten the success and health of a company. It can take the form of one or more of the following: tarnishing the business's reputation, or damaging the business's operations, or negatively impacting the business's finances, or harming the business's employees. A business crisis can be caused by something internally or externally. Due to the severity of a business crisis, it's important to be prepared to manage one of these events. The best way to do so is with a plan you and your team create prior to one actually occurring. The next thing to define is, what is crisis management? Crisis management is the process of preparing for and managing any disruptive or unexpected emergency situations that affect your business, stakeholders, employees, customers, and revenue. And believe it or not, crisis management is an important component of public relations. Now that we've defined what is a business crisis and what is crisis management, let's move on to the crisis management process. Of course, the process involves actually managing a business crisis. That is arguably the most important. But there is more to it than that. The steps involved in the actual crisis management process are pre-crisis, crisis management and response, and post-crisis. The pre-crisis step is preventing any potential crises. This involves creating a crisis management plan, which I'll talk about next, hiring and training your crisis management team, I'll cover that a little later, and conducting practice exercises for implementing your plan. Another part of this step is drafting any crisis communication messages you may have to relay in times of crisis. Pre-writing these messages saves time when an emergency situation actually happens. The second step in the crisis management process is likely what you consider when you think of crisis management, the process of dealing with and responding to the different stages of a crisis. I'll get to that a little later as well. This stage is when your crisis management plan is put into action. Initial crisis management messages are released, employees and stakeholders are contacted, and public and company safety is prioritized, more than what is usually done. The last step, The post-crisis phase is when a crisis passes or subsides. Even though the crisis has ended, your crisis management work is hardly finished. It's imperative that you remain in contact with your employees, customers, and stakeholders, and remain available to answer questions. It's also best practice to send proactive updates to these parties. Finally, work with your crisis management team to review and analyze your crisis management plan. Determine how it played out during the real emergency situation. How did your crisis communications perform? Did your audiences have any lingering questions or concerns that you neglected to answer? Integrate any lessons you've learned into your crisis management process for future planning. Now, let's dive into the crisis management plan and how to create one for your business. What is a crisis management plan? A crisis management plan is an established process a business follows when dealing with a disruptive or unexpected emergency situation. This plan should be completed well before any crises. You don't want to be scrambling around trying to figure out what to do once a crisis has happened. You want your business to be prepared to use the plan to combat and rectify any unexpected events. Why create a crisis management plan? Without a crisis management plan in place, dealing with how you handle the situation, it's likely you'll experience serious and long-lasting consequences. These consequences might be related to various legal, operational, and public relations issues. Depending on the extent of the damage, a crisis situation could even put you out of business. Remember that PwC Global Crisis Survey I spoke about earlier? Well, in the same survey for 2021, more than 30% said when the pandemic hit, they had no dedicated core crisis response team in place. Back in 2019, the survey found that, in fact, 28.9% of companies didn't know if their crisis management plan is up to date. In the 2021 survey, only 35% of respondents had a crisis response plan that was very relevant. Simply put, all businesses should have a crisis management plan in place to be prepared for any unplanned event and prevent long-term damage from happening as a result. There are four other main reasons why you should ensure your business has a crisis management plan. 1. To help you maintain your great reputation with customers, competitors, and industry leaders during and after a crisis. 2. To improve the safety, health, and well-being of everyone who works for and does business with your company. 3. To give you peace of mind as an employer and company. You'll be ready for any situation that comes your way. And 4. To increase productivity during and after a crisis. Everyone will know their roles and functions throughout a crisis, so there's less downtime, more actions, and quicker resolution. Now that we know why we create a crisis management plan, let's talk about how to create a crisis management plan. There are 7 steps involved in creating this plan. They are 1. Identifying all possible types of crises. 2. Determining the impact of each type of crisis on your business. 3. Consider the actions you need to take to resolve each type of crisis. 4. Decide who will be involved in the actions you need to take in each scenario. 5. Develop resolution plans for each type of crisis. 6. Train everyone who needs to be familiar with your plans. 7. Revisit and update your plans regularly and when necessary. Let's go over each of the 7 steps in more detail. Step 1. Identify all possible types of crises. The first thing you'll want to do when creating a crisis management plan is to identify all possible types of crises that could happen to your specific business. To do this, consider the different categories of crises that businesses are most susceptible to experiencing. There's financial crisis. This is when a business experiences a drop in demand for whatever they sell, whether it's a product or a service. They lose value in those assets and can't afford to pay off their debts. Personnel crisis. In this crisis, an employee or someone else associated with the business is involved in an activity or conduct that's considered unethical and/or illegal. This misconduct may occur in or out of the workplace and can be related to the work life or personal life of the individual involved. An organizational crisis. Here, a business has wronged its customers by taking actions that negatively impact its customers. Examples may include keeping important information from customers who deserve to know the details about a specific topic or exploiting customers. A technological crisis. In this age of technology, business takes great pains to make sure all data is safe and secure. But servers can go down, software can crash, or other technological systems can stop functioning properly. Any one of these crises might cause the business to lose large amounts of revenue, make customers question their reliability, or tarnish their reputation. Then there's the natural crises. Hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and winter storms are all examples of natural crises. They have the power to damage or completely ruin a business office space or any area owned or used by the business. Depending on a company's location, they might be more prone to various natural disasters occurring throughout the year. Step 2. Determine the impact of each type of crisis on your business. Now that you've considered the crises that could impact your business, you'll want to determine the impact of each of these events. What kind of effect could it have on your company, employees, and customers? Some examples include loss in sales, customer dissatisfaction, tarnished reputation, increase in expenses to fix the issue at hand, decrease in customer loyalty to your brand. By quantifying the impact each crisis could have on your business, you'll be able to understand each possible angle of a threat or catastrophe. Therefore, you can prepare for it appropriately. This review will lead you to determine the appropriate actions you and your fellow employees need to take to resolve each event. Step 3. Consider the actions you need to take to resolve each type of crisis. Determine the necessary actions you and your business would need to follow to work through a crisis situation. Review the different crisis management methods you could implement. A few of the most common crisis management methods include the following. Responsive crisis management. This is when your business has a previously prepared response to a specific type of crisis situation. They can roll it out at any point in time. You can use Situational Crisis Communication Theory, or SCCT, to help develop this response strategy so your business is ready to handle any unforeseen event. SCCT identifies response strategies that organizations can use to handle a crisis. It's based on who was responsible for causing the crisis, as well as how significant the threat is to the business's reputation. SCCT outlines a path for crisis communication. However, the business should still determine what actions it will take based on the situation. Not only is SCCT based on the organization's understanding of the crisis, but also on how their preconceived notions of how stakeholders will respond to each type of response. For example, a business might have specific steps in place for how they would manage an organizational or financial crisis in a timely manner. These plans might also detail the process in which they would inform employees about the event and deal with key stakeholders. There's proactive crisis management. This is when a business anticipates a specific type of crisis occurring and proactively prepares for it. An example of this would be related to the potential of a natural crisis. A business located in Key West, Florida, might ensure that the office space is built to handle hurricanes and severe storms. There's recovery crisis management. This is when a business manages a crisis that blindsides them because it happened out of the blue. A technological crisis is a good example of this. If a business's software is working perfectly one moment and unexpectedly crashes another, it impacts employees in addition to customers who use the software. As you identify all crises your business is susceptible to, you may also decide to develop a business continuity plan at this point in time. A business continuity plan outlines directions and procedures that your company will follow when faced with a crisis. These plans include business procedures, names of assets and partners, human resource functions, and other helpful information that can help maintain your brand's relationship with relevant stakeholders. A goal of a business continuity plan is to handle anything from minor disruptions to full-blown threats. This plan will help you identify all potential aspects of these crises on a very detailed level as you work through the rest of your crisis management plan steps. Step 4. decide who the people involved will be and the actions you need to take in each crisis scenario. Once you've determined the impact of each type of crisis and the actions to be taken, it's time to think about who will carry out the necessary resolution plans and actions. It should be specific employees with expertise in different areas of your business, HR, and of course, public relations. Based on your specific situation, you should add anyone else you see fit to help in a crisis. Depending on the type of crisis, you might also determine you need the assistance of lawyers, consultants, or first responders. Step 5. Develop resolution plans for each type of crisis. By completing the previous 4 steps, you can now develop appropriate resolution plans for each type of crisis. Of course, each plan will differ based on the specific situation. However, here are some common questions to consider while developing any type of a crisis resolution plan. How long will it likely take to resolve the crisis? What tools and resources will you need? How many people and which people did you determine will be involved? Will you need to address your customers directly? What is the cause of the crisis and how can you prevent it from happening again or from worsening? Step 6. Train everyone who needs to be familiar with your plans. Everyone involved in your crisis management plans should be trained on the role they're expected to play. You can do this through meetings and presentations, or bring in experts to chat with your employees about how to manage their job functions during a crisis. There are many employees who will not be involved in resolving a given crisis situation, yet some will still be impacted by its occurrence. These employees should be informed of the actions they are expected to take as well. Take, for example, you are situated in a location prone to natural disasters. Training everyone at your company on safety-related actions to take, such as where to take shelter, is critical. The last thing you want is for one of your employees to be hurt in a crisis due to a lack of preparation and training. Step 7. Revisit and update your plans regularly and when necessary. You always want to make sure your crisis management plans still apply and work for your company. As time goes on, your company may grow. You might increase your number of employees, open offices in new cities or countries, or change the structure of your business operations. These are all examples of times in which you want to revisit and update your crisis management plans. If you do go through a crisis, be sure to analyze the results of your management plans. This will help you determine whether or not they were successful in pulling your company through. After your analysis, you might decide they need to be updated or reworked completely. Along with the creation of your crisis management plan, it's important to understand and be aware of the different stages of a crisis. These stages occur during a crisis and can help you determine how you should respond to the situation at different points in time. Just a reminder, you should ensure you have all of your crisis management plans in place prior to a crisis. You don't want to be working through the stages of a crisis in a real situation without a plan to refer to. So what are the stages of a crisis? There are 6 stages. To start with, there is 1, the warning. Although you cannot always predict the timing or occurrence of a crisis, there are often signs you can look for that serve as a warning. These warning signs can be related to a wide range of factors, such as an employee's behavior, weather patterns, or company finances. 2. Risk assessment. The risk assessment stage begins immediately after a crisis starts to unfold. It's when the key player at your company begins assessing the impact the situation might have on your businesses, employees, and customers. During this stage, the potential ramifications of the crisis, plausible damages, and resulting problems are discussed. This way, everyone involved is prepared for the worst possible scenario. 3. The response. Once you review the level of risk associated with the crisis, you and your team will be able to decide which crisis management plan you want to implement. Then, everyone involved, including your employees, customers, and emergency response teams if necessary, can be notified of the situation. The response stage involves a lot of communication to inform everyone of the crisis and kickstart the various actions that will be taken to manage and mitigate the incident. 4. Management. Next comes the management phase. This is when everyone involved in rectifying the crisis comes forward to work on managing the chosen resolution plan, the immediate effects of the event, and any new or worsening effects that might arise. This stage involves the same type of open communication that you used in the response phase to ensure all employees, customers, and stakeholders are up to speed on the state of the business. 5. The resolution. During this phase, everyone involved in the resolution of the crisis should have fulfilled or nearly fulfilled their given duties. The crisis should be pretty much under control at this point. It's also when all of the necessary plans and actions that will be used to return your business to normalcy are initiated. 6. The recovery. As you leave the resolution phase and move into recovery, your resolution plans are well underway and your business is getting back on track. This stage includes getting all employees back into their day-to-day operations. You are also ensuring customers are set up for success with your products once again. It's very important to analyze the results of your crisis management plan during the recovery phase as well. This way, you can determine how you feel the situation was managed and how you plan to avoid another similar situation from happening in the future. After developing your crisis management plans and looking at your resources, you may decide you'll need additional help. You might determine that hiring or working with a crisis management team is the best option for your company. They can help you work through the crisis management plan as well as the stages of a crisis. Exactly what is a crisis management team? Crisis management teams are created to protect your business from the adverse effects of any crisis situation or event. They also help keep the business and employees prepared for any threats that could potentially come your way. Some of the main job functions of a crisis management team include detecting warning signs that signal a crisis is coming, working with employees to prepare for and handle the implementation of a crisis management plan, ensuring the reputation of your company remains positive throughout and after any crisis event, and helping your business prepare for any future crisis situations. There are 3 types of crisis management teams your company might hire to help you manage a situation. These teams include regional emergency management teams, site emergency response teams, and business support teams. The regional emergency management team supports local needs throughout a crisis situation. Depending on the size of your business and your various office locations, if you have them, this team will manage the region-specific effects of a crisis. This type of team is typically made up of people who live and work in the area already. The site emergency response teams go directly to the scene of a crisis when called upon, if they're not already there when the situation unfolds. The people on this team include on-site employees, first responders, and local officials. The business support teams manage the impact a crisis has on the business as a whole. It's a team often comprised of employees who ensure all management plans are fulfilled to resolve the crisis. Business support teams might include employees from a number of different locations and/or offices. Those are the crisis management teams you might be creating or working with. Now let's look at some of the common job positions and titles within the field. There are a number of job positions and titles you'll come across when it comes to crisis management teams. The list of these roles I'll be talking about will give you a better understanding of how they fit into your crisis management plan. Please note that these job titles and descriptions might vary based on company and industry. The crisis manager. A crisis manager leads and approves the creation and implementation of a crisis management plan. They are also in charge of ensuring a plan is carried out accordingly during a crisis. The crisis management advisor. This advisor typically works directly beneath a crisis manager and assists with anything they might need. That would include supporting their management efforts and ensuring they have all of the resources and tools needed to fulfill their job. The emergency management director. In some crises, it's necessary to call for the assistance or support of first responders or other emergency officials. The emergency managing directors work directly with law enforcement in these situations. The public relations specialist. During a crisis situation, it is crucial to have a public relations specialist or team of public relations specialists. They will help you handle all contact with your employees, customers, competitors, social media followers, as well as the press. Your PR team will help you manage your reputation and appearance across all modes of communication during and after a crisis. The Human Resources Advisor. A Human Resources Advisor is helpful to have in any type of crisis situation. They can ensure you have a current and updated database of all your contacts, employees, advisors, and responders. The Legal Advisor. This position is not always necessary. The need will be determined by your company type, industry, resources, and the crises you determine you could find yourself in. This person will be able to ensure you do everything legally when resolving a crisis, and that you follow all necessary steps to ensure that there are no other issues that surface along the way. The advisor, whether it be medical, health, safety, security, or environmental. Again, this position is not always necessary, but based on the crisis, you might determine you want the assistance of a subject matter expert with knowledge related to medical, health, safety, security, or environmental scenarios. Similar to that of a legal advisor, you'll be able to get the advice you need to manage a crisis and its aftermath appropriately with the assistance of one of these advisors. Being prepared for any number of possible crises will allow you to maintain a positive and professional reputation with your customers and competitors, as well as your employees. Emerging from a close call with a disaster has left many businesses stronger than ever. Going back to the PwC Global Crisis Survey, just under 20% say they have been damaged by such an experience. Meanwhile, more than 40% say they were in a better place post-crisis, with some of them even reporting revenue growth as a direct result of the management of the situation. Factors that have helped those who came out stronger include being able to make decisions quickly, having a well-tested crisis plan in place, and knowing who the crisis team members are. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at spp@wbnj.org. That's spp@wbnj.org. If there's a topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show, or any past show, you may email me at the same address, spp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars or in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj, and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any one of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.